Here he comes, the 1-2. Bouncing ball, going to be a tough play. Nunez gloves, throws, and in time for the out.
Oh, man, that was the call last night on TBS as the Red Sox won a drama-filled American League Division Series Game 4 at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Red Sox edged New York 4-3 and won the series 3-1. So now it's on to the American League Championship Series, where the Sox will face the defending World Series champs, the Houston Astros. With a closer look at the nail-biter of that game in the ninth inning last night, and for a look ahead to the next series, we're joined right now here in the studio by WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Okay. It was a fairly solid showing overall for the Red Sox in the series, but there were moments of drama, including the ninth inning last night. Sox appeared in good shape with their dependable closer, Craig Kimbrell, on the mound, but almost gave away the game.
Yeah, usually dependable Craig Kimbrell was a bit shaky in the ninth inning. The Sox were up 4-1. Kimbrell walked the Yankees, Aaron Judge, on four pitches to start the bottom of the ninth. Then it wasn't long before he found himself in a bases-loaded jam, and that's, I think, when Red Sox Nation started white-knuckling it right about then. He hit a batter to bring in one runner in, and then he allowed a second run on a sack fly. But mercifully, with two on and two outs, he got a final out on a ground out and an absolutely great throw to first by Eduardo Nunez.
But there was even drama with that final out.
Yeah, the umpires had to review the throw from Nunez to first baseman Steve Pierce. Here's what it sounded like on WEEI.
Runners off first and second. The 1-2. Swung on, tapped down to third, slowly hit. Charging is Nunez. He fires to first. Stretch. Got him! What a play by Pierce! And the Red Sox have won the division series against the Yankees. However,
he will challenge. He right away came out of the dugout, put his hands over his head to say, let's look.
Yeah, it did look like he got him, but Yankees manager Aaron Boone hoped the call would be overturned. It wasn't. It was upheld. Still, I think the Red Sox knew they had it because even before the replay review, they were on the field celebrating.
All right, that was the ninth inning. The eighth inning, manager Alex Cora brought in Sox ace Chris Sale, who would have been the starter if there had been a game five in the series. It paid off as Sale got three straight outs in the eighth inning. But did he do that because the bullpen's been kind of shaky during this series? How big a risk was it?
Yeah, you said it. Obviously, the bullpen has been shaky not only during this series, but throughout the regular season, and it's a concern. It was a risky move. Even though Chris Sale looked great in game one of this series, he did have that shoulder inflammation issue late in the season, put him on the DL, but you wouldn't know it last night. He threw 13 pitches, eight of them for strikes, and now he's set to start game one of the ALCS on Saturday.
Well, there you go. So the move to bring in Chris Sale was the right one. What else did we learn about the decisions that Alex Cora has made, the rookie manager, in this series?
Yeah, it's hard to believe he's a rookie manager. Really impressive, pushing all the right buttons at all the right times. If you go back to Game 3, he made lineup changes there, inserting third baseman Rafael Devers, second baseman Brock Holt, and catcher Christian Vasquez. That paid off big time in Game 3, especially when Holt hit for the cycle. And then Holt wasn't in the starting lineup last night, but that gamble paid off too. Cora said after last night's win that he knows he can count on all of his players.
You know, we're a complete team, and we count on everybody to win games. And, you know, the last two games, if you think about it, it was fun to watch.
Fun to watch. But
that's one way of putting it. I'm not sure. Yeah. He looked like it was fun to watch late in the game.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure Sox fans were up late last night. Yeah. Were on the edge of their cushions,
and,
you know.
And there was some pacing in the dugout by Alex Cora.
So now the Red Sox move on to face the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series. Game one, Saturday night at Fenway. What can we expect?
Well, it's a matchup between the two teams with the two best records in baseball this season. 108 wins for the Red Sox, 103 wins for the Astros. Given that, there's been some comparisons, you know, that the ALCS is a little bit like the Western Conference in the NBA, that the winner of the ALCS is destined to win the World Series. You probably don't want to tell that to the Dodgers and Brewers, who are facing off in the NLCS. It's going to be an interesting chess match, I think, because listen, Cora was the Astros bench coach last year, so the Astros know how he thinks. And also, let's not forget, these two teams met 7 times during the regular season, and Houston has a slight edge, having won 4 games.
All right. Any predictions?
My prediction is that it will go 7 games, and I think, thankfully, for at least from Red Sox Nation's perspective, the Red Sox have home field advantage, which they earned with the best record in baseball. So
all right.
Hopefully that works out in their favor.
All right. See what happens starting Saturday night at Fenway. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.